From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo is going to visit Papua in early July. Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo lauds Biotron innovation amid fertilizer shortage. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Papua Provincial Government has revealed that President Joko Widodo will embark on a visit to Papua to witness the development of Papuan children at the Papua Youth Creative Hub PYCH in early July. As reported by Antara Papua Province Regional Secretary's Acting Assistant of Economy and Welfare, Susana Wanggai, stated in Jayapura on Wednesday that the Provincial Government and all its staff are ready to welcome the President's visit. She also said that to ensure that the President's visit goes smoothly, the Papua Provincial Government is working with the 17th Cendrawasih Military District Command as well as the Papua Regional Police to establish coordination regarding technical matters. Minister of Agriculture Syahrul Yasin Limpo praised the BioCar 3-in-1 Biotron innovation created by the Binuang Agricultural Training Center, South Kalimantan, to help farmers overcome the scarcity of chemical fertilizers. On Wednesday, he stated that Biotron is an organic fertilizer to increase food productions without depending on chemical fertilizer. The government will encourage other discoveries or innovation, such as smart farming. Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo also noted that Biotron offers a solution for farmers, as prices of fertilizers have kept increasing and government subsidies were limited. The health bill includes provisions for restorative justice for medical and health workers who are dealing with legal issues. This was said by head of the Legal Bureau of the Minister of Health, Indah Febrianti, at the Kemenkes Dialogue event, which was followed online on Wednesday. In the sentencing policy, there is a restorative justice mechanism that prioritizes mediation. The mediation mechanism involves related parties and mediator in seeking a solution to a problem. The mediation's aims to encourage a peaceful settlement. She also explained that it actually does not try to punish the perpetrators, so that it is more about recovering from the impact. Minister of Investment Bahlil Lahadalia has asked global companies in the field of certification and software testing to build battery testing facilities to support the development of the electric vehicle ecosystem in Indonesia. The request was raised by Minister during a meeting with UL Solutions Senior Vice President Global Regions Todd Dennison in the United States on Monday. As quoted by Antara, according to Minister Lahadalia in a statement released on Wednesday, the domestic demands for electric vehicles will rise with time. The Indonesian government is making efforts to produce electric vehicles that prioritize the safety and security of users. Let's move on to the international news, where President Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO on Wednesday to send Ukraine a clear signal at a summit next month that it can join the military alliance when Russia's war on his country's end. As reported by VOA.com, in a speech to Parliament on Ukraine's Constitution Day, he suggested global leaders should stop thinking about how Moscow would react when making decisions about Ukraine and describe Russia's political and military leaders as bandits. He then set out what Kyiv expects of the July to 11 to 12 NATO summit in Lithuania after holding talks in the Ukrainian capital with Polish President Andrzej Duda and Lithuanian President Gitanas Nauseda. The state news agency said that America recalled its ambassador for Sweden for an indefinite period after a man tore up and burned a Quran outside Stockholm Central Mosque on Wednesday. As reported by ArabNews.com, America's foreign ministry has also summoned Sweden's church affairs in Rabat on Wednesday and expressed the kingdom's strong condemnations of this attack and its rejections of this unacceptable act. Prime Minister of Vietnam Pham Minh Chinh on Wednesday visited Chong An New Area in Hebei Province, 100 kilometers southwest of Beijing, which is National Pilot New Economic Zone based on innovation, digital economic development and green and smart city. As reported by VOVworld.vn, the zone promotes harmonious interactions between people and the environment and will take on a part of the function of the capital Beijing. Learning about Chong An New Area, its planning work and the mechanism of resources mobilization, especially the social resources to serve the construction, Prime Minister Chinh expressed his impression of the maximum exploitations of underground resources for infrastructure development as well as its greening. He said this is a model Vietnam needs to refer to in national development. Well, listener, let's move on to a diplomatic corner on Indonesian automotive industry's shop and networks and market penetration in Vietnam. As total as 11 Indonesian companies in the automotive sector, particularly spare parts products, took part at the Automechanica 2023 exhibition, which was held at the Saigon Exhibition and Convention Center, SECC, Ho Chi Minh City. This international exhibition is the fifth series of exhibition and is one of the largest spare parts products exhibition in Vietnam. The Indonesian Pavilion is one of nine pavilions participating in Automechanica 2023. The event was attended by 461 companies from 20 countries and regions. Supported by the Indonesian Embassy KBRI in Hanoi, the trade attaché in collaboration with the Directorate of Manufacturing Products Export Development, Ministry of Trade, 11 Indonesian companies occupied the 90-meters Indonesian pavilion. The Indonesian Consulate General Ho Chi Minh City, along with the trade attaché and representative from the Indonesian Ministry of Trade, attended at the opening ceremony of the Automechanica 2023, which took place on June 23, 2023. The inauguration of the fifth series of Automechanica was also witnessed by representatives of the Ho Chi Minh City Department of Trade and Industry and representatives, several associations of Vietnamese automotive companies. Moreover, the opportunities for the automotive sector in Vietnam are getting bigger. This year's exhibitors' interest increased by 28%. Besides meeting with Vietnamese business people, the exhibition provides an opportunity to develop networks with partners from other countries. Apart from product displays, this exhibition also has a conference sessions, networking events, and workshops. According to the organizers, electronic vehicles, auto service and maintenance, and automotive manufacturing are the biggest opportunities in the Vietnamese market. The exhibition lasts until June 25, 2023. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Ayo maju.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 29th June as the National Family Day. The background of National Family Day in Indonesia was the unstable condition right after Indonesia declared independence in 1945. People had to serve in the military to maintain the independence. Many people were separated from their families because they were called to the battlefield at the time. On June 29, 1949, the Netherlands surrendered the sovereignty of the Indonesian nations in its entirety. The war ended and the soldiers returned to their families. The reunion of the fighters with their families was recorded 1 week after Indonesian sovereignty was granted, namely June 29, 1949. This date was later proposed to be National Family Day in 1993. Moving on to June 29, 2005, Ruslan Abdulghani passed away. Ruslan Abdul Ghani is an Indonesian statesman and politician. He became Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia in 1956 until 1957. He was also the Minister of Information in the government of President Sukarno. During the administration of President Suharto, Ruslan Abdul Ghani became the Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations in 1967 until 1971 and served as chair of the Presidential Advisory Team on Pancasila for 20 years since 1978. Ruslan Abdul Ghani passed away in Jakarta on June 29, 2005 at the age of 90. We end with June 29th as the International Fisherman's Day. International Fisherman's Day is celebrated to recognize the challenges faced by fishers and to honor their tireless effort. The day was celebrated for first time in 2018 according to proposal by the World Forum of Fisher People at their General Assembly. The date chosen was June 29th, the day of Saint Peter, the patron saint of fishermen. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kecil nggak bisa.
Kecil lagi.
Jangan pusing-pusing.
Tahu nih. Kecil lagi.
Kecil lagi.
Wah, berantem ini yang nggak penting.
Kecil lagi.
Kecemi.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry asked the regional government to monitor the environment management in implementing the carbon economic value in Indonesia. That was stated by Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya, on Wednesday. Government has regulated the carbon economic value through the Presidential's regulation and Environmental Ministry's regulation. Environment management is values consisting of regulation, practice, policy institutions, and other matters forming people's interaction with their environment. Minister Siti Nurbaya also said that good environmental management considers actors' role that affect the environment. She also remarked that the cooperation among the central government, regional government, private sector, and the people is needed in good environmental management for government effectiveness and moving towards a sustainable future. Minister Siti Nurbaya further said that there are some keys in environmental management, such as environmental aspects in decision-making at every level and real action in the field. The environmental management is also a concept about region and community economically and politically as part of the environment. The environmental management emphasizes relations between people and their ecosystem and encourages moves towards circular system. Next is preserving the environment and controlling the damage, including the climate change impact. Minister Siti Nurbaya revealed some principles being used. Those principles are environmental management, sustainable forest management, and carbon management. According to Minister Siti Nurbaya, the government is holding on the 1945 Constitution on Environmental Management and Sustainable Development. Meanwhile, the commitment to the international community is also carried out with a spirit in the opening of the 1945 Constitution that Indonesia also participates in the establishment of the world order.
Terima kasih.
dada. Biar cinta memadukan kita.
Still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kilohertz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Muslims in Indonesia are celebrating Eid al-Adha today. Prior to this day, people were usually busy purchasing sacrificial animals at livestock markets, which serve as the center of livestock trading activities. In Indonesia, there are around four legendary livestock markets with their unique local traditions. The first one is Pasar Bolu in South Sulawesi. Established in 1992, this livestock market has emerged to be the largest buffalo market in the world. The market was initially 2.9 hectare wide only, but it has now been expanded to 4 hectares. The market gets busy every Tuesday and Saturday, which are its busiest market days. The market offers buffaloes of various types and sizes. There are black buffaloes and striped buffaloes or saleko buffaloes. The price of saleko buffalo could reach up to 1 billion rupiah. In South Kalimantan, there is Salang Halang Market, which has been operating since 1985. This market is known as the largest livestock market in Kalimantan. The traders sell various types of cattle, such as Angole, Limousine, Simmental, Bali, and crossbred cattle. And also, there are goats and buffaloes. This market only opens every Monday. Then, there is the Beringkit Market in Bali. Established in 1972, this market was originally operated by the barter system. Eventually, the government began to develop the market and change the transaction system to cash. This livestock market offers a variety of superior cattle, chickens, and ducks. This market opens for 4 days. Tuesday and Saturday are for beef cattle, while Wednesday and Sunday are for breeding cattle. The last one is market in West Sumatra named Payakumbuh, which is known as the largest livestock market in Sumatra. Covering an area of 1,250 square meters, this market sells various types of cattle such as Simmental, Bali, Brahman, Angole, and local breed known as coastal cattle. Transactions in this market are still using jogrokan, not an ordinary measure scale. Another unique feature of this market is the Marosok tradition, which refers to trading by shaking hands while covered by a cloth or hat. This is the signature transactions of the locals so that the secret price of the livestock is maintained, thereby avoiding any envy or disputes between traders and buyers.
Terbawa sungai ke ujung mata, dan aku mulai dan selalu ku ingat kelingan matamu dan sentuhan hangat. Ku saat itu tahu mencari makna, tumbuhkan rasa yang sesakkan darah.
Thank you, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Biobriquettes are solid fuels from biomass that can be used as an alternative renewable energy source to substitute petroleum and fossil fuels. The data from the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources (ESDM) in 2021 stated that national oil reserves were at 4.17 billion barrels, while natural gas reserves were at 62.4 trillion cubic feet. The data will indeed decline continuously every day. Therefore, it is important to overcome this issue, one of which is by utilizing the biomass energy that comes from the Nipah plant as biobriquette. Nipah or Nipah fruticans, which is a plant in the palm maize species, is one of the potential plants that are found in the sea village of Tanjab Tim, Jambi province. Unfortunately, the utilization of Nipah in the village is not optimal. In response to this condition, the students of the Industrial Chemistry's Diploma Study Program of Jambi University or UNJA, led by Putra Surya Pandawa Yuda, transform Nipah into a new form of renewable energy in the form of Nipah briquette. The innovation of the Jambi University students made them qualify for the Ministry of Education and Research, Directorate of Academic Higher Education Vocational Funding through the Village Community Empowerment Program, P2MD. By adopting the title of Nipah Biobriquettes, the latest alternative energy solutions in utilizing natural resources in Kampung Laut East Tanjung Jabung, the team passed the selection on June 7, 2023. P2MD aims to foster students' awareness and contributions to village community development and empowerment. The P2MD activities of the UNJAS Industrial Chemistry's Diploma Study Program will be carried out from July to November 2023. The implementation of the activity will be carried out by conducting socialization, training, and mentoring for the residents of Kampung Laut regarding the productions of Nipah biobriquettes. Furthermore, Nipah Biopricats are expected to be one of the superior Nipah products of the Sea Village.
Sudah tak kulihat kau yang dulu ku mau. Kadang ingat, kadang tidak. Bagaimana dirimu?
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, coming up next, a song by Potret. Listener, coming up next, a song by Potret. Potret is a Jakarta-based music group formed in 1995. It consisted of Melly Guslo as the vocalist, Nikita Dompas as the guitarist, Anto Hod as the bassist, Mary Kasiman as the keyboard player, and Aksan Sujuman as the drummer. After the successful debut album Potret in 1995, the group released their second one dubbed Potret 2 in 1997. One of their main singles was Mak Comblang. The easy listening song was all about Mak Comblang, a term for a wingman who helps someone in getting hooked up. But in this song, the wingman was falling in love with the target. Well, here is Mak Comblang by Potret.
Of Indonesia.
Biarkan aku jadi sesuatu yang berarti untukmu, tapi tidak sesaat. Sesuatu yang berarti untukmu, tapi tidak sesaat. Biarkan aku jadi tempat untuk bersandar di saat kau terpuruk rapuh. Jangan sampai kau lemah, ku yakin kau pasti bisa bangkit. Jangan anggap kau sendiri hadapi, ada aku di sini. Walau dia kini telah denganmu saja percuma. Bukalah matamu selebar dunia ini dan rasakan banyak orang yang peduli. Jangan ingat lagi, jangan kau sesali ada aku di sini. Sampai kau lemah, ku yakin kau pasti bisa bangkit. Jangan anggap kau sendiri, hadapi, ada aku di sini. Walau dia kini tak lama di hidupmu, namun sampai kini tak bahagiakan kamu. Lupakan semuanya, oh tinggalkan saja percuma. Bukalah matamu selebar dunia ini dan rasakan banyak orang yang peduli. Jangan ingat lagi, jangan kau sesali. Sesali ada aku di sini.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.